Proclamation number 6839 of 26th of May, 1957. Can pure truth come to earth without error? Every human being must fight against the attacks of the enemy of his soul. And he truly finds many means with which he hopes to reach his aim. He always attacks people where they are sensitive, which is well known to him. Whether it is weaknesses or vices, he will always make use of moments where they come to the fore, and then he also has an easy game, even if he only succeeds in causing confusion and unrest which drive people one step closer to him again. And a particularly effective means for him is to scatter doubts into people's hearts, doubts about divine care, about God's love and power and about the correctness of man's thinking itself. Such doubts create confusion and unrest, which he then seeks to exploit to good effect. But every human being also has his protective spirits around him which take up the fight with God's adversary in such a way that they also influence the human being's thoughts, and these will truly be more successful than he is if the human being himself is of God-turned will. And thus you humans are told again and again that even a brief thought of God will save you from this danger. For this will enable all your guides and guardian spirits to push God's adversary away from you, and inner peace and the blissful certainty of security in God will return. And then everything that caused doubts to arise in you will be clearly laid out in front of you, and you will be able to meet all attacks with strength and repel them. It is certainly true that God speaks to all people who want to hear him. It is also true that he gives them comfort and admonitions through the voice of the Spirit, that the thoughts which move a person after heartfelt prayer to the Father can therefore be regarded as the working of the Divine Spirit, who now directs the thinking correctly if the person allows the working of the Spirit within himself through his way of life and love. It is true that they can all feel addressed by God, their Creator and Father from eternity. But all these people will also recognize the Father's voice if spiritual knowledge is imparted to them, which has likewise reached a person as working of the Spirit, but which, apart from comforts and admonitions and fatherly words of love, contains wise enlightenments. Knowledge which cannot reach earth in any other way than directly, which requires a special vessel into which the Spirit from God can pour itself. And this knowledge is only conveyed to earth because individual people, who are to be active on earth as teachers, are to be introduced to God's plan of salvation so that the correlations are clear to them and they can now also speak to their fellow human beings about it with conviction when questions are asked or clarification is desired. It is simply a matter of the fact that only truthful explanations can lead to inner conviction, thus to a living faith. But people must also know that truth can only be recognized as such when the human being lives in love. Therefore, the divine teaching of love has to be preached to people first, and only the living out of this teaching enables him to directly receive as well as recognize the truth if it is offered to him through mediators. A certain degree of maturity is a prerequisite in order to be able to be introduced by God to a knowledge which can be called the divine plan of salvation. A knowledge which also cannot be taught in a school-like manner because it cannot be proven. A knowledge which is also not absolutely necessary to attain beatitude, which is already guaranteed by fulfilling the divine commandments of love. A knowledge which, however, can be the key for many seriously seeking, reflecting and truth-desiring people, which opens the gates for them, which can lead them to faith and also to love. and such knowledge has therefore been deemed necessary for humanity by God because error has already spread and established itself through his adversary's influence to such an extent that even those people are almost no longer able to recognize truth which has nevertheless asserted itself alongside error. God truly knows that it is necessary to inform people, but not every person is capable of receiving such knowledge, and therefore doubts about the truth of unusual knowledge are also justified, but they cannot be denied, that God guides the truth to earth when he deems it necessary, otherwise he would also have to be denied love and power which would not and could not prevent the adversary from likewise using his instrument to invalidate or contaminate the truth guided to earth by God. Admittedly, God does not use any means of coercion to prepare an instrument for himself, but as soon as this instrument surrenders its will to him, as soon as it voluntarily submits itself to him, God's love and power can and will also surround the vessel into which he pours his divine ray of love like a protective wall. And because God's adversary is then completely powerless, because his cooperation is made impossible, he will then try to invalidate God's activity in another way by trying to awaken doubt after doubt in the hearts of those who approach the examination of this divine spiritual knowledge, and he will also gain great influence where greatest desire for truth and pure love do not illuminate a person's spirit so brightly that he recognizes the Father's voice, which also speaks to him and reaches his heart. But complete devotion to God in all humility and love could let all people brightly and clearly recognize his rule and activity, which is based precisely on the end time and wants to save you humans from the abyss into which his adversary seeks to push you. But the human being himself must seriously want to know the truth. Amen.